Happy hump day. Welcome to the 15-minute stress relief hot seat call. Basically, the intention of this call is to give you some quick grab-and-go ideas, invitations, and thoughts that you can take into your week to add more levity, create more space between that which is happening outside of you, as well as your choice of response to it. As I've said many different times, one of my favorite definitions of stress that just came from my own experience is simply the power we give to outside circumstance to define our worth, value, and truly what I believe, or you believe, you're capable of handling successfully. Life will continue to unfold before you, I can assure you of this, as long as you're wearing the Earth suit. We forget a crucial piece of information in the midst of this Earth School journey, and that being our ability to choose our response to what happens outside of us. As many of you know from my personal experience, walking through two of life's top stressors at the same time, advanced cancer and divorce, I didn't sign up for that. And yet, it wasn't an intention of mine when I was in my early 20s that I would be going through that experience. However, when we choose to remain in this expansive place of curiosity and fascination in terms of our ability to be flexible, as well as remember that we do have a God-given ability to handle successfully whatever unfolds before us, that we regain our feet in the midst of those life pop-ups that we label as threats or as conclusions that I can't do this or I can't handle it. I invite you to just add a little tail ender to those comments when you ever find those words tumbling out of your mouth. I can't do this. I can't handle this. Simply take a deep breath in between after you've concluded that statement and simply add the word yet. This opens up the part of your brain that is responsible for tuning into available solutions to whatever you have labeled as an impossible situation or something that you can't do. Simply adding the word yet means that you have the opportunity to learn the tools, gain the infrastructure, learn from the experience, and take what you need to show up with your best you on a daily basis. Today's topic, actually, everything that comes through me, and everything is a universal quantifying statement, and I'm consciously using that this morning, comes from my own experience in life, and just with a love for humanity as well as observation in terms of what causes us to step into that space of personal excellence. What gives us that incredible confidence to walk into any situation knowing that we're capable of handling it successfully? And even if our experience is one of walking away with a new piece of information that supports the person we're committed to being, then we have gotten something of value. As I've mentioned before, this is Earth School, and I was just speaking with a colleague of mine this morning and talking about how I pray for the grace to pass today's test and to learn something new, those two things. Because the tests in life, I believe that everything is sent to make us fearless so that we can jump back into that expansive place that we once existed in when we were in our youth, and I'm talking under 3 years old in child development. When you get to about 3 years old, you start to project outside of you and take on and make a part of your own matrix of self-image, the responses of people around you. But when you're at that free stage of just being able to plop yourself down and observe an anthill for a half an hour in a place of curiosity and fascination, as well as identify and adjust your perception very quickly. It's not even on your radar. It's just the nature of who you are, your ability to be quick on your feet. To when you're knocked down, you get up quickly. And we forget that we have that ability when life doesn't show up the way we want it to. And so this morning, you're going to get a little insight into one thing that self-sabotages personal excellence. And as mentioned in the email sent out this morning, this is one thing we all need in order to support the person that we're committed to being, just to simply give yourself permission to be who you are, without the excuses, without the fear of what will people think. And this is definitely a leg of, you've heard me speak before perhaps on the drug of approval, and that in and of itself is its own topic. However, this is one of the legs that support the tabletop issue that oftentimes keeps us restricted in our expression, our fullest expression of the person that God has created us to be in this world, to live without that sense of I'm going to hold myself back here for fear of response or lack of response, or that it won't be good enough. And we all have our internal whiteboard that we forget we have the ability to erase those messages that no longer serve us, that do hold us back. All right, so let's get to the meat of this phone call. This is a response to life that creates that sense of instant self-sabotage when we desire to show up with our best space in life. What I often say is fully occupy your space. When you're not fully occupying your space, you're giving other people permission to define your worth and value. And that's an internal castle job. That's pulling up the drawbridge, going within, realigning yourself. Who does God say I am? And what am I capable of accomplishing today? And so the word is embarrassment. And it has many different shapes, sizes, colors, shows up at random places, surprises you, takes you by surprise many times, pulls the rug out from underneath you, and oftentimes shows up in the biology before it shows up in the mind. That's how quickly this little serpent can grab a hold of you and rob you of your fullest potential in life. So how many times have you been on the edge of your seat, about to jump into a discussion head on with your thoughts, your creative ideas, your insights and intuition, only to have the grim reaper clamp down on your ability to speak? Suddenly, you feel a knot in your stomach. Your throat restricts as the flow of your valuable wisdom comes to a screeching halt just before the exit door of your mouth. A member of the group, when you're in a group situation, may even pick up on your body language and notice that you do have something to share, which ignites your heartbeat to the rate of a human being in a marathon, mid-marathon. Oftentimes you'll sink into your chair, wipe the sweat off your brow, and squeak out a quick, no, I'm good. How many times have we been right at the cusp of sharing the inner voice of inspiration with the world around us? It's not meant to be kept. As Jesus said in that brilliant parable of the men that were left with the talents, men and women left with the talents, the owner of the estate went away, gave each of them a talent, came back, and found that many of them had multiplied the talent. But there was this one servant who buried the talent. And the response of the owner was one of disappointment, not so much for themselves, but for the talent wasted. And so this call is to remind you that you have the ability to give yourself permission to fully occupy your space. And when you do feel that inner voice of creativity, rather than letting the embarrassment serpent choke out your ability to share it with your group, to basically override that, give the power of the person God's created you to be more authority than the fear of what will others think. And so what happened when this scenario happens, when you get that restriction that causes the wisdom to come to a screeching halt before it exits your mouth? What happened? What causes a natural expression of our inner truth and wisdom to come to a complete stop in the midst of delivery? This is a situation that you will rarely ever experience, as I mentioned, in a kindergarten classroom. With each question posed by the teacher, the majority of the students are so eager to share their ideas, their insights, their opinions, that they jump out of their seats, verbally expressing their excitement to share. Oh, pick me. And it's so fun to watch this eagerness to share the wisdom that they have with the group. At that age, if they've not been told that what they have to say has no value, their entire body delivers their message without any concern as to what will people think. So how often do we experience this confident delivery in, let's say, a boardroom meeting? Somewhere along our timeline, we lost our confidence around the simple truth that we matter and what we have to say has value, even if it's contrary to popular opinion. Perhaps our inability to speak our truth came from giving power away to someone in authority who questioned our worth and value. Perhaps we had a moment of enthusiastic, confident expression that was met by criticism and ugly feedback. When this happens, just know that any long-term memory requires a high emotional charge, whether that's positive or negative. So if you experience embarrassment and the restriction of embarrassment that shows up in a flushed face, rapid heartbeat, dry mouth, restriction of thought, you get the deer in the headlights, your mind goes blank because of giving more power to the group outside of you than your God-given ability to speak, whatever wisdom that's flowing through you at that time. Either way, it's essential to remember that we are the gatekeepers of how we choose to show up in life. If we gave the power away to unhealthy conclusions about our worth and value, along with how we express ourselves in life, then guess what? We have the ability to take it back. People often feel instant connection in the midst of vulnerability. This is the playground that we shrink back from so often, and yet it's the bridge of connectivity. Take it from anyone who spent time with complete strangers who share similar challenges in life. It is truly the bridge that connects humanity heart to heart. The fear of embarrassment flows from thoughts like, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough credentials to speak up. What if I'm wrong? I'm not qualified, smart enough, part of the A team. What if I step on someone's shoes? What will people think of me? My desire to fit in is greater than my courage to speak up. I want everyone to like me and understand me. And as you've often heard me say, one of my daily prayers is, Dear God, help me not to care if I'm liked so that I can stay grounded in the mission for which my heart beats. What if people disagree with what I share? I can't handle opposing opinions. I can't handle feedback. Think back to a time in your life when you spoke your truth from your unique gifts, perceptions, and talents without one thought as to what will people think if I say this. The what will people think phobia is one thing that sabotages crucial invitations for personal excellence in life. What if you woke up tomorrow without any concern around what will people think if I share my creative thoughts, ideas, and insights today? What would you notice to be different about your body language, intonation, facial expressions, and confidence in conversation? Give more power to your inner voice of inspiration than to the fear of negative response. And if this is your one takeaway from today, make it your screensaver. Give more power to your inner voice of inspiration than to the fear of negative response. I invite you this week to practice speaking up when moved to do so, confidently sharing your creative thoughts and ideas, even if you have to act your way into feeling on this one. I remember learning this in Psych 101, the power of acting your way into feeling those restrictive feelings and going for it anyway. Feel the restriction and move through it anyway. You have been doing this your entire life. Because we gravitate toward that which is familiar, when we learn anything new, we experience natural pushback. This is simply practicing something you forgot you have the ability to do naturally. Practice has built in grace. Make sure to align your delivery of information with the person you're committed to being in this world. For example, if you're committed to being a kind, enthusiastic, and innovative human being, then make sure your words, thoughts, deeds, and actions reflect how you desire to show up. Too often, the serpent of ego and insecurity slithers into the delivery system of valuable content. diluting its effectiveness, along with rendering everyone in its path paralyzed in their ability to contribute. For what? For fear of verbal attack. Speak the truth in confidence, love, and kindness. Effective communication walks hand in hand through the archway of love and kindness. Remember, no one holds the power to make you feel inferior unless you give it away. Embarrassment, and this is just summing it up, we're running a couple minutes over here. This is important to remember. Embarrassment flows directly from too much concern around how people will respond to you. It's focused on self. Too much self-concern around how people respond to you. It is more concern about superficial presentation and fluff than it is about fully and confidently occupying the person you were created to be in this world. Embarrassment is self-oriented in thinking and confines you to a very small space of self-expression and ability to excel in life. If we have one prayer, and I'll end with this today, if we have one prayer for personal excellence, may it be this. Dear God, protect me from compliments and complaints so that my heart remains grounded in the mission for which it beats. Deliver me from the desire to be liked, appreciated, and acknowledged, as these desires too often hold me back from the fullest expression of the person I am created to be in this world and the work I am called to accomplish. I'm Lauren E. Miller. Thanks for joining me today. There's a lot of information there. This call has been recorded. And you know what? I moved to put this up on the site. So later today, if you visit laurenemiller.com, I will add another blog on embarrassment, and I'll also add this recording so you guys can go back and take any grab-and-go ideas that you want to integrate into your own life. So come join me and explore on laurenemiller.com. There's a lot of products that support your own personal excellence and 30-day programs. I am doing some one-on-one coaching these days. I have just a few openings. If you're interested in that, you can check that out as well at laurenemiller.com. There's lots of support to support you showing up in your best space, occupying your fullest expression of the God-given abilities and talents you have on earth. So enjoy your gift of life today and enjoy practice. Remember, it has built-in grace. I look forward to talking to you soon. God bless.